So you're listening to the Sean and Shayna podcast.
Whack it! Slap it down!
Why, Shayna, why?
Not horrible.
No.
It's still a little flavorless.
Yeah. A little bland. But it's V8. And can't taste the vodka, so boom.
Oh, it's Friday.
Good morning.
What is this, podcast number 3?
Yeah.
Good Cheers. Morning. Oh, we have to have Bloody Marys this morning.
I am so hungover. What in the fuck did I do last night?
You drank.
It was that goddamn Randall.
It was Randall.
That cat can party.
He's a raccoon.
Holy
and he can
shit.
Party.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. We're running a little behind because, yes, I am hungover, mofo. Wow.
We did a drunk recording last night.
Oh, boy.
That'll be fun. We'll share that with you guys if you'd like.
I don't know about that.
Some of it, maybe, was pretty funny.
It was?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We'll have to listen to it.
I got up for something. I don't know what it was. I got it now. Charge my gotta keep her phone charged, keep us online. Okay, well, what are we doing today? What did we do last night? You know what we did is we got drunk watching that stupid freaking raccoon on our roof. Now obviously we should give you the Randall update this morning. We watched him and it got dark, and then he sat there for what, half an hour?
Yeah, in the dark,
just
cleaned himself.
Groomed himself. Yeah.
Like, woke up.
Yeah, stretched.
If he could have had coffee, he would have.
Licked his balls for a while. Yeah, it was weird. And he just, and we had the flashlight on him outside the window and was watching him. And he didn't even care.
He's not afraid of the light at all.
He didn't care about the light at all.
Nope, he didn't care about the light at all.
Yeah, crazy. And so then he was just chilling there on the roof and grooming himself and doing his thing. And then he just split.
Yeah, you have a whole video of it online.
I know, I do. It's on my Facebook page, but that was it. He just left.
Yeah, he just left.
And so we got up this morning, and no Randall.
No Randall. He never came home. I'm so worried about him. What? He never even came back. Where is he?
That's
Where
so
did
weird.
He spend the night?
Oh, I know. Where did he sleep
Where
last
is
night?
He spending the day, I should say. They don't sleep at night. They sleep during
true.
The day.
Well, and I was thinking about it earlier when I was in the shower. It's like, he's probably close. Now, I read yesterday, Google, well, boy, Google told us a lot of things yesterday. But anyways, I'm going to stay focused. Google said that they can go move up to 18 miles for food from their den.
Wow.
So maybe he had just got himself too far away from home.
And camped out here for one night.
But see, the neighbor said that he's seen the raccoon here
yeah.
a while. He even took a shot at him with his BB gun.
Oh, he better not shoot
now.
Randall.
No, we talked about it last night. He didn't know it was Randall.
It's bad enough you're giving away my chickens.
Well, that's another thing that I thought we would talk about today.
I'm heartbroken.
I didn't want you to. I know it's tough. You're going to lose the chickens and Randall in one day. But that's okay. We'll get something else. A varmint will run into the yard of some sort. But I do have a guy coming this afternoon. His name is TJ. And he is going to collect the chickens.
Oh, my God.
And take them to join his flock at home of his girls, which he said they love newcomers.
They're going to beat my chickens up.
I don't think that they are mean. Though, the chickens are freaking... They beat each other up.
My chickens are mean.
So... When you think our chickens go to his chickens, do you think they make new friends or they just stay there for a little?
I hope they just stay a foursome.
And they don't break up. Are you upset?
I am upset. I'm bummed. I have a real problem giving things up.
Yeah.
I have a real problem. I don't know. Empathetic. I'm very empathetic towards the little animals.
Right, and it's not like...
I love them so much.
Would you rather that we put them to dead? I mean, you know what I mean? Put them to sleep?
Put them to dead.
Made them asleep?
I don't know. Yes and no. I mean, yes, because then it's just easy. It's not... You're not giving your responsibilities away to anybody else, but right. No, because they're good, healthy chickens.
They're super healthy and super friendly.
Fun, yeah, and friendly.
And they, I mean, I don't even know what's the life of a chicken.
Well, they've already lived 5 years. Yeah, I think it's like 9.
You know, so they're gonna probably start dying soon, and that's worse for you.
It is. It is worse for me.
Yeah. So I thought this afternoon when TJ got close, you could maybe go get a pedicure or something.
Yeah, something.
Well, how long does a pedicure take?
I don't know.
An hour?
Like, yeah.
Or you go to Walmart.
I feel
something that would distract you.
Yeah, I feel bummed out about the whole thing. I like the chickens. I love the chickens. But I feel like they're just sitting back there.
Yeah.
You know, not really... I don't know. I mean, what's the life of a chicken? That's all they do. But I'm over the rats, man. I'm over the rodents. You know, I'm over them only. Like right yeah. now, they're going to just start laying. Maybe one chicken will lay a day.
Yeah.
Because the time change.
And not even a day. I bet one lays every other day.
And then we're back to all winter with no eggs.
Right. And it's not just all about the eggs, but it kind of is just all about the
eggs. Why else do you have the chickens?
I don't know. Like one person who reached out to me.
They're not meat eaters.
One person reached out and said she doesn't eat eggs, so she doesn't care that they don't lay. She just loves chickens.
Hmm.
So maybe there's people out there that go out there and spend time with them and enjoy being in the yard with them or whatever, but... I think the raccoon is here eating the rats that are here because of the chickens.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Now, obviously, the neighbor has, what, 7, 8 chickens over there.
Yeah, but why? Her chickens always die.
No, not this
She's
batch.
She's gone through, like, 32 chickens.
This batch seems to be healthy. But, so that's what I mean. Obviously, the rats aren't going to go away. But if we don't have any feed of
they'll just
any
be on
kind,
her side.
They'll just stay over there.
Yeah.
Because I saw a big-ass rat last night when we were watching for Randall.
Yeah, I did
Fucking
too.
Big rat.
Big one. Like King Rat. He just was walking through, like, with a cigar. He's just like, oh, hey, I'm checking
his
it
top
out.
Hat and his little short, long
yeah,
coat.
Yeah, they're so casual. They just come up and look at you. What do you got?
Yeah, got some food.
Yeah.
We're having Bloody Marys this morning, if we didn't mention that already, because I'm hungover.
Hungover.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun last night.
Well, that's going to happen today, and it's going to be nice. I'm sad, too. I am a little sad because I have a personal relationship with every one of those birds, and they're all different, and they all have their own personalities, and I'm going to miss them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'll be happy that they're gone.
Yeah.
And the coop is going to be gone because he's taking the coop, too. And, he's getting a sweet deal. I'm throwing in some celery and some carrots.
And some food.
Chicken broth. No.
Chicken broth.
And then we'll take the big house and we'll have a little greenhouse.
Yeah.
And that will work.
That'll be nice.
And that will be cool for you.
It'll be nice to not have any animals to take care of. I mean, since we lost
our
dogs.
That too.
That is super devastating.
And the kids, obviously, with Ariel.
They're leaving.
And Patrick is so busy, we never freaking even see him. So it's like we really will be empty nesters.
Yeah. Then we can go do whatever we want and not have to worry about making sure they have food and water
totally.
Before we leave.
Exactly.
Or nothing eats them. Making sure Randall's don't rip their heads off. Because that's what I'm...
Right.
It's like, how did Randall living here and hasn't killed any of these chickens yet?
I think it's because he's small.
Yeah, he looks like a baby.
Yeah, he wasn't really that big. I mean, he looked big enough to me. His mouth was open
big.
At one point, and it looked like it'd bite the shit out of you. But when he's trying... Look, he got right up on the window, put his face...
He wanted in.
We're nose to nose,
he's
almost.
Are you going to feed me berries?
Crazy. Well, I think that with the chickens gone, the Randall will go. Because we're not even by water. That's what I thought. Raccoons are always by water.
Are they?
That's what I thought. They wash their food and shit.
I don't know. They're always by trash cans.
Well, yeah. But maybe those trash cans are by water. I don't know. I always just thought they were more located by water.
They're not.
But if they travel 18 miles
yeah.
for food, then it's possible he could live by that lake and shit over there in Bomar.
Well, yeah, he could live by the little runoff over there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true school. Down there.
Well,
weird. Anyways, raccoons. What can you do with them? Anyway, let's move on from that.
No, I love them.
I love those little guys. Someone texted me and said they had raccoons in their backyard, and they went with the super obvious name of Bandit.
Ah.
I thought about that, yeah. But I was like,
nah.
Boring.
He's Randall.
Randall. Ricky is also probably another good common raccoon.
He could be living down there in all those branches that we have out back.
Out in the back 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking care of those today because I got the new powder Portland handy dandy electric chainsaw. We got an electric chainsaw. Well, we don't. Our neighbor got one, and because he knew that we had to get this freaking yard prepared for the Halloween party, which he's also been very essential in helping us get that going, but he's brought over his chainsaw so I can cut down all the branches to make them ready for firewood.
Yeah. For those of you who have not met our neighbor,
yeah.
When you meet him, you'll love him.
Yeah.
Everyone does, especially if you're female.
Especially. She's got them all frothy. So today is the day that I'm going to use the chainsaw. That's on my list of shit. I made myself a list.
We're going to have him on here one day, but yeah. He talks so low and sultry.
I have
he
to needs buy a his new own mic. Mic. Yeah, I got to buy a new mic. Okay, I have a list of chores for today.
Good.
And chainsaw back there, hungover, is on my list. Don't look at my list.
Chickens
is on the list. I got to clean out the side of the house so that I can get the coop through the gate.
When is he coming? Maybe I'll just go drink with Michelle for her birthday at the bar.
Boom. I don't know. Where's my friggin' phone?
I'll take a lift, and then you can come after the chickens are gone.
I love that. That's brilliant. I think that's a great idea.
You just can't be a part of it. Oh, I might have to. They come to me way better than they come to you. You guys are gonna
the girls? Oh, chase no.
Them all over the yard. You're
no.
Going to freak Red out.
Red She's is going
to
panic.
Did you tell him that we have nothing to put him in?
I talked to him. He's just going to, they're going to be in the cab of the truck with him.
Or she can be flying all around.
Bird chickens don't fly.
They do when they're freaked out.
Nah, they'll just be chilling in the seat. I think he has car seats.
Chicken car seats?
Chicken seats. I have no idea. He said he had cages.
He better have chicken seats.
I'm going to text him right now.
Tell him we don't have anything to put him in.
I told him that yesterday, and I asked him.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It's making me upset. It's making my stomach upset.
He said he has a cage.
I don't... how can people just get rid of things and have no emotion about it?
Well, I've done it before. I mean, I've had a lot of dogs in the past that I've had to give up.
Oh, I just... I don't
I know. Had a dog one time I had to drop off at the pound in their little drop-off
oh
on my way to work one time.
That's so horrible.
It was horrible. I cried.
I will cry. I'm going
to
cry.
My dad
right now.
Took me when I was a little kid to take a cat to the pound. And when we dropped it off, I cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and made him. He had to adopt the freaking cat.
Back.
His cat's name was Licorice. Yep. And it had been with us for a while, but then I don't know why they were going to get rid of it. So we drove to the Dumb Friends League over there in fucking Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having to carry the cat in and giving it to him.
Oh.
And then I just wept and wept and wept and wept. And he was like, all right, give me the cat back. And they're like, oh, sorry, he's already been processed. We have to spay him first, and then you can come and adopt him. And so he had to pay an adoption fee and everything to get that
fee.
Damn cat back.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pissed.
I can't do it. I have a hard time giving up animals I find. They'll have tags on them, and I have a hard time giving them up. But
yeah, so
I digress.
They're going to be fine. Okay, I just texted him and asked him what time he's coming. And so then that way...
I don't like
you can,
it.
You can flee the scene.
Maybe.
Do you want to get some
pictures? I should just
pictures?
Be tough. I
you
should.
Should
just have to
just
tough it up and do it.
Grow some balls.
What if we lived on a farm and you had to actually kill the chicken and eat it?
What if? Exactly.
I mean, what's going to happen when we live in Alaska in a cabin and we have to kill the chicken and eat it?
There you go. Or something bigger.
You're going to have to do it.
I know. You're going to go drinking with Michelle in Alaska when I got to make dinner. I gotta go get some chicken for dinner. I'm going drinking. Today is Michelle's birthday, and she is my longtime
friend.
Happy
birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday. Do you think it's weird that I was thinking about this when I was buying our Bloody Mary mix? I was thinking about Michelle and her birthday. Is it weird that my crush for Michelle?
No,
because I like
you have one.
I've known Michelle since I was 16, and I have had a and I wanted like. Get with her then when we were teenagers, but she just wouldn't even have it. wouldn't even give me the time of day.
Right.
She was too cool with her lady mullet and her collar flipped up, you know, and her jean jacket and shit. 80s you know,
rocker
oh,
chick.
You know it, man. The long earrings. She was hot. And, but yet I still carry that little flame for her. Is that weird?
No. I'm cool with it.
You're cool with it?
Yeah. I don't
okay.
mind.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Michelle. I got you something special.
You're going to really like it.
Yeah,
you're going to
really,
really,
really
like it.
You are.
That's
sure
funny.
Are. All right. Do we want to look at emails today? We got some emails
yesterday.
Are there
yesterday. Emails?
Yeah, there were. Some people had some suggestions for us.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Amy. Amy. That's a weird way to spell Amy. A-I-M-E-E. That's
I have a sister named Amy. She doesn't talk to me, but that's okay.
Does she spell it like that?
No, it's just A-M-E-E.
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 That's Amy.
Amy.
This is Amy. Amy. We're just adorable. We're adorable, she says.
Thank
and this
you.
Podcast is a wild ride. Well, you should hear what we fucking did last night. Amy. Amy, last night, we tried to get Google to say a lot of dirty things.
And we did.
And she is a whore.
She's my new best friend. She's my new best friend.
Ah, gee whiz.
She is saucy, and I like it.
She's nasty.
Yeah, it's my kind of
and
girl.
And I was hammered. I'm listening back to it today. We're talking to Google like she's our in the room with us.
She is in the room with you. She's listening
oh, yeah, she
right,
is right now.
Now.
Okay. She'd love to hear more about what's going on in our lives, and how things are with my friends. Now we're gonna move on. My former friends.
Former friends.
I've got an email here from Scott. You may remember Scott. I have also known Scott since I was 18 years old, when we were all a bunch of long hair rockers. Scott's a phenomenal guitar player. I've seen Scott play his guitar with a chair. Like, grab a metal chair from the bar and bang it onto his guitar and freaking play his guitar. With a chair.
Why don't you start a band with Scott?
I should. Scott's crazy, though. I don't know if he's too crazy for me.
What?
He's wild.
Ever.
I don't know. He says in his email, I've known you since before you met your wife, which is true, a lot the longer before. And I want to be on your podcast because I have a story that Sean doesn't know.
Oh, that you don't know or that I don't know?
That's what I don't understand.
Well, we
do
become Sean and Shayna and Shayna and
maybe
Shayna
it's
and
Shayna
Sean.
Doesn't know. Well, he would have all kinds of stories that you don't know because I knew him 10 years before I met you. Do you know what I mean? So
probably more. I don't know. I guess it seems I've known you a long time.
But I wonder if it's a story about me that he knows that I don't know. Something I did. Now, I will tell you, back in those days, I had a rather explicit nickname. And that nickname was a perfect example of my attitude.
Yeah.
And the way
and
I
behavior.
Behaved. Exactly. And so there could be stories out there related to that.
So we're going to have Scott on.
We're going to have Scott come in and tell us a story that we don't know.
We should start having people on next week.
We should next week. I'm going to start writing that down. Scott, get your ass in here and we're going to drink some beers. And we're going to hear about stories we don't know. And then Rob. Rob is really, really excited about coming onto the podcast. He's a photographer and an entrepreneur and just a man about town.
Yeah.
Just a great guy, him and his wife, Jennifer. He says he has some shit to talk about. I don't know what that is. We'll have to narrow him down, find out what he wants to talk about. Okay. I'm sure it's dirty. I get the feeling from these two.
These two, they're dirty?
They've got a little dirty flair.
Maybe people get the feeling from us. That we're dirty.
We're dirty, yeah.
And then they are comfortable with their dirty. It's generally what happens.
I don't know why that they would think that. Amy.
Oh, different Amy.
Different Amy. This is just an A-M-Y. That's a more traditional Amy.
Oh, that's a good one.
She says that I make her laugh all the time, and she wants to know.
She says, why aren't you on the radio? She's so bummed.
She is bummed because
everybody's
I made her laugh
bummed.
So much.
You're
I'm not bummed. On the radio anymore. And you know what? I guess I should address the elephant in the room, right? Everyone is, every other email is that question, why are you not on the radio? Love the podcast, but what's up? Talk about what happened. This is Leah. Talk about what happened. Why aren't you on Alice? And the fact of the matter is that I wanted to do more things than what I was doing at Alice. Yeah. I was in the room, sitting there, working every day, wanting to do more, knowing that there was really nowhere else for me to go there at Alice. And so I had to go. I had to leave.
Yeah.
And we can do this now. And I can do other things that we've got going on in the fire. And I can do work at other radios. And I can work at TV stations. Or I could work at adult bookstores. Or I could do whatever I wanted.
You can do whatever you want.
And so I just wanted to take control of my own life. And I felt like I didn't have any control of my life because of that job. And so I left. Grab life by the balls. I just went. Just did it. I got my balls back.
Get you go fast again.
I'm gonna go fast again. That's right, Ricky. Bobby. All right,
well,
and now.
On that note, I just want to say it's been pretty fantastic sleeping until 8 o'clock.
Oh my God, I can't believe how late I'm sleeping.
You can't even wake up before 8.
I would get up every day 4 o'clock. Blink, eyes open way before my alarm went off.
Panic set in.
Totally.
Anxiety.
Like, ah, right,
roof.
Right. Diet Coke.
What am I going to do today?
And now I don't even wake up.
Yeah.
Like, it's 8 o'clock every day.
No more panic, waking up panic
totally.
In the middle of the night.
Totally.
That's
and
great.
This, I'm trying to get up earlier so that we can get this podcast done a little earlier to get them to you guys earlier. But shit.
You can't wake
up. I can't wake up.
I'm up.
You're
I'm up.
Up
at 6.
You're up.
I'm up at
and
6.
I'm just, I'm sleeping better than I have slept in years.
Yeah. Mm.
Cheers to new beginnings. You're the best
yeah.
for supporting me.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
You know what? I believe in you.
Thank you.
I've believed in you since the moment I met you.
Yeah, and that right there is what makes it all worth it. And I, you know, of course I'm scared to death because, you know, we have responsibilities and stuff. But at the same time, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I have had more fun in these last freaking 2 weeks. And just in the last couple of days, doing this with you has been like a realization of a dream.
Yeah,
you
fun.
Know, so...
That's fun. Well, I love you, and I think you're amazing, and I think you're doing a great job.
I think you're doing a great job.
I'm here to support
okay.
you, baby.
Good, 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 good. Now, last email is from our dear friend Cindy. Cindy has got this weird freaking idea, and I can't get my brain around it. A walkthrough tie-dye. She's like, everyone loves your tie-dyes. How is there a way that people could come to you and you make their tie-dyes on them? Like they're wearing
whatever.
Their shirt and they...
That's not what she means.
I think that's what she means. She wants us to make them tie-dyes like on site, like at the moment. And I believe while they're wearing them. Walk
well, we need
through
to get Cindy
tie-dye.
On here and talk to her about that.
I don't know what kind of acid trip she was on when she thought this up. But I'm seeing in my mind like you're walking
like a, car
like a wall of like there's this sheet of color.
But you will be colored too.
That was my thought.
You will be bleached, dyed.
You'll be dyed.
Colors.
You will be
yeah,
you will
it,
be tie-dyed.
It's real dye, so it really dyes
yeah.
your skin.
So I don't know how we're going to pull that one off. That one's definitely weird. And then she wants to do something with the sewing table.
No, that is because I said...
Definitely the sewing table. No,
yeah.
like talk,
yeah.
Same,
yeah.
sewing
work
talks.
Workroom talks, yeah. Sewing
talks.
Table
oh,
talks.
Oh, that would be kind of a
sewing
fun...
Sewing table talks. Because like when I'm over there, when I'm doing fashion shows, everyone is in my studio and we're all just in there hanging out.
And
then,
just talking.
Like Ariel and I had that great conversation about her sexuality. Marlon said that should have been on the podcast.
Right.
That's sewing table talk.
Right. That's just
because
that's a whole different like atmosphere when you're in the workroom.
And I have created this environment
it.
In my workroom that people just feel so comfortable in there that they just start telling me. Everyone tells
everyone
me
everything.
Everyone
tells you everything. What did someone tell you the other day? And I was like, why in the fuck did she tell you that?
Oh, right. We were in the car. What did I tell you? Who was that?
I don't even know. People tell you the most random things and personal things about their life. Like, oh, yeah, it's nice to meet you. I have a goiter on my butthole.
Someone
told you that. Someone within 5 minutes of meeting you was discussing their anal goiter.
You know what? I think and that I helped her through that.
I obviously you did. Yeah. You helped her come to terms and to seek freaking medical attention is what you helped her do.
Yeah. That's so great.
I don't even understand that.
I was talking to someone last night about their much younger lover and their wonderful sex life that they have. We do talk about amazing good things with
you
people.
You talk about sex with everyone.
People talk about sex with me. Okay? I'm just here being Shayna, and people are like, hey, you know what? You're so easy to talk to. Guess what happened last night?
Yeah, exactly. So quickly. It's not. It's bizarre. It is really bizarre. That's okay. Why it'll be fun to get some people
tonight
in around
when
the sewing
we go out
table.
Tonight, I will try to write down some of the randomness that people tell me.
Yeah, you should.
Because it was random what we were talking about the other day.
I want to try doing a podcast from the bar on the phone. Even if we just do a segment. Well, let's just try it.
Okay.
We're going to try it. Plus, last night we got really drunk and recorded a podcast. And then after listening back to it this morning, it's going to need some editing. But I'm going to get that out.
It's very explicit.
And it is dirty.
I think there's like a titty slap in there.
Hey. We talk about stuff below the belt. It's explicit.
It's explicit.
All right, good. That's it. Don't talk about it anymore.
No more giveaways.
So I like the table talk. I don't. It would be called the sewing table. So not table talk because that's too Catherine. That's too what's her name? Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, I don't know.
That's she's got that red table.
Oh.
A round table?
I don't know. I don't
something
watch
like
those
that.
Shows.
It's a Facebook thing.
I don't watch it.
I don't watch it either.
Well,
I just
you
know
about
it. Just because I know about it doesn't mean I watch it.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I don't even know about
I know about Bonanza, and I don't watch Bonanza.
Oh, you do too.
I'm not Bonanza. That's The Rifleman. That's a good show.
Anyways. So we gotta get a lot of stuff done this weekend.
We have to get a lot.
Like,
it's a 3-day weekend.
We have like eight.
It's freaking Labor Day weekend.
Until, 6 weeks until our Halloween party?
Yeah.
So
that's why I've got
to
do the chainsaw.
Stuff.
And that's why that I got to get rid of the chickens.
So we have more room in the backyard?
Yes.
Because we've got like 200 people coming to our Halloween party?
Yes.
We should do
a
giveaway.
What does that look like? What does that even look like? You keep saying, let's get a giveaway to our Halloween party. How does that work?
On Facebook?
Yeah. I don't even know how it works. I don't even know how you would do it.
I don't either. We'll have to think about it.
Yeah. If you have any ideas on how we should give away some entries, like, is that even something someone would want?
To come to our Halloween party?
To win that seems like a weird prize.
Really?
Is it even the prize is a strong word.
I think that it's not a weird prize because our Halloween parties are awesome.
Well, yeah, but
and I am such the Jello shot pusher.
Oh, you are. Are we going to do that? Like
yes, 300 Jello shots. That's every Halloween party.
With 99. Like
99
bananas and 99 berries and 99 marshmallow.
99 drunken people.
Oh, my God. We got so drunk that one year. Okay.
Every year.
Well, I don't know how we would give away.
Could do a giveaway.
And it's not that freaking.
A sleep out in the tent in the backyard.
Oh, I guess we could. Well, the tents, we need a gypsy. If you're a palm reader or a tarot card reader.
Yeah. We're looking for a gypsy.
We are looking for someone who will come and do that at the Halloween party because we think that would be freaking sweet.
Yeah,
to have
if
a
you're
tarot
interested.
Card reader. So if you're available.
podcast@gmail.com
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com
Let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
We want to set up a station in the tent.
It's purely voluntary.
Oh, you just come to the party and
get
drunk. And and like tease people with their futures. That's what I mean, if I can't find somebody, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to make my own stuff right up. I'm going to palm read. I'm going to do all kinds of stuff. Tell people, oh,
you're a dickhead.
I see an alien. Someone's calling you. Abduction in your future. Weekend at Mort's. Weekend at Mort's.
That's what you think you hear.
That's what I hear is Weekend at Mort's. So, anyways, if you're a palm reader, if you are a tarot card reader, if you have a crystal ball, or you just want to pretend to be one for the night, let us know. Email us, because that's something we want to do at the Halloween party. If you think Shayna's idea is smart to give away an invitation to the Halloween party, then you should let us know. Excellent.
Anyways,
right?
Yes.
So, and we're going to decorate the hell out of this place.
It feels like fall.
Can't you turn your phone down?
Oh.
How do you know it's fall? It doesn't feel like
fall.
It feels
like fall.
It does not feel like fall. The almanac says we won't get fall for another week or two.
If fall is coming, you know how I can tell? Because of the way that my legs feel now when I shave them.
Oh, you're getting your winter coat. Is that what you're talking
about? Yes. Yes, I am getting my winter coat.
How is that possible? You're making this up.
No, I'm not. They get pricklier faster.
They get pricklier faster after you shave.
Yeah, and...
And hairier, quicker, or fuller, fuller?
Yeah, it's like when the winter's coming and you get the goosebumps. You,
and you
grow
get
more hair. And then you maybe you just get less goosebumps in the summer.
They feel fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shaved them.
Well, they don't feel prickly, so how can you tell?
Because I just can when I shave my legs in the morning.
Hmm.
I think, fall is coming. Because sometimes you can go a couple days in the summer without having to necessarily shave your legs. But the closer the fall gets, you gotta shave them every day.
You have nice legs.
Thank you.
I'm trying to imagine right this minute what your legs would look like if you didn't shave. Because you got black hair, you know what I mean? And
look like a man.
Be interesting. That'd be weird. Roll
like
over.
A man.
It'd be hairier than me. I bet your legs would be hairier than mine.
No.
Oh, yeah. My legs are... I have hardly any hair.
It's, and it's blonde.
It's super fine. You can barely even see
it. Oh, shut up.
We should do an experiment.
No.
Like 30 days.
Gross.
What would happen in 30 days?
I can't do it.
Come on.
Nope.
Try it.
Nope.
You, but you got to shave your
arm. 3 days. Oh, no.
No.
If you
never
growing
mind,
it
man.
Out, growing it off.
Never mind.
It's jungle from head to toe.
No, don't do that. Just try.
I can't. Like
no shave Movember. Do that.
Ew.
Yeah.
When I get like sick or something and don't shave every
That's
day,
funny.
Then it's like, oh my God. It gets so prickly and itchy. You just took my shot.
That was your shot from last night.
That was the one
finish.
That was the one that put you over the
that
edge.
Gave me
last
the hangover.
Night. You were all, take this shot, and I wouldn't take it.
All right, well, I think you should do the 30-day don't shave my leg challenge for the podcast.
Gross.
I think people want to know.
Let us know.
And we'll rub the mic on your leg and see how scratchy it gets. Day one. Day 30.
I will rub them on your
Let's
face.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I will. I won't shave my mustache. I'm going to be the dog bounty hunter for Halloween.
That's what you keep saying.
So I need to grow out my goatee and stuff. Doesn't he have a goatee?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no mustache. No, he has a mustache.
Yeah.
Because he has a mustache.
I think he does.
Yeah. I should just get a fake one, one of those giant ones.
Yeah.
Like,
do that.
From the
Halloween
store. Because
I prefer that than you
than my mustache.
One. I'm not a mustache lover.
Well, we've only got about 6 weeks.
I'm not
hair.
A beard or a mustache lover.
I would
lover.
Just have a little fur up there in 6 weeks. It wouldn't be that big.
They have a smell. I don't like
mustaches them. Do have a smell.
So do
they
beards.
Smell like a mustache.
Well, I won't say what I think they smell like.
They don't smell like the P word.
They do.
Only if they've been there. It doesn't just have that aroma.
It does if you
if
don't
you've
wash
been
it.
At, you've been at Applebee's and you get in a car and you're like, oh, smells like the pee smell.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Every guy we meet with a beard now, I'm going to make you smell his face.
I'm not smelling
you
his face.
You tell me. If it smells sour.
You, we can ask him.
And you know.
If you could smell it.
I only know one man with a nice smelling beard and mustache.
Yeah.
And that's Mike from 5280 Produce.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But
nice.
It is nice. Yeah. It's soft. It's, you can rub your fingers
it
through
is
it.
Nice.
It smells good.
I will tell you that. It does smell good.
When,
I have smelled it.
When
you
hug up on him, you're like, ooh, you're clean.
We should go see him today.
Yeah.
We should have went there.
He's clean. I like him. Not to mention, he gives great produce.
He's clean. And he's got some nice bananas, too. Should see his cucumbers and his... tomatoes.
This produce lasts a long time.
Oh, it's fresh.
We should go
You're
there.
You're a freak. I hope he doesn't hear this.
I hope he does.
Well,
he knows I
he
love
might
him.
Think very little. Well,
he already knows what he thinks that we are. Yeah, that's what I
hell?
Said.
He already knows,
what
he
thinks
that
we
are.
Are.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
That's deep.
I'm deep like
okay.
a kettle.
Well, I feel like that we can grow beards. No.
No. Gross. We're not growing beards.
Well, what if I grew a beard? She. No, you're not.
I'm growing not
a growing beard.
A beard.
Let's do the leg thing, though.
No. We'll see.
Ah,
we're
come
not
on.
Doing it.
Email if you want. See Shana's hairy legs. They're nice. You have great legs.
Thanks.
I just wonder what they would look like hairy.
I got nice muscle legs.
No, I don't think I would like it.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
And I'm just saying it out loud.
Thinking
yeah.
It, yeah.
I'm really being real about
it. You don't
it.
Like anything hairy on me. Why
no.
Would you like my legs hairy?
Definitely wouldn't.
I don't like anything hairy on you.
Me either.
Prefer nice little bald Let's pieces.
Like a All right, I have work to do today. I got a list of shit that I have to get done, and we are just. We're not doing anything productive, so do something productive now.
Me?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I have to make coats.
Yeah, you need to sew.
I have to sew.
You're making those amazing Disney coats
mm-hmm.
for Mike and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to get off your ass.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? Just put the sleeves on them?
Yeah.
That's about it, right?
I just gotta,
buttons and shit?
I just gotta put together like a 100-piece puzzle.
Their buttons are amazing.
The buttons are amazing.
That they bought.
They're Mickey Mouse buttons.
I've never seen such cool buttons.
Mike and Jason.
Yeah.
They're going to look great in their coats.
And they're going to the Star Wars.
I
think they've already
stuff.
Been to the Star Wars part.
They go like every 6 weeks.
Gosh, that's cool. Or not. Or weird. Maybe it's weird. They're grown men.
I'm not that big of a Disney fan.
I've never been.
But you know what? I go to the clothing optional hot springs every other week.
Could you imagine a clothing optional amusement park? Those upside down roller coasters with just titties just swinging titties going ah!
You know how many
upside
black guys
down.
There would be?
Oh man. That would bring a towel.
Bring
you gotta
bring your own butt towel.
What would it be towel. Called? What would that amusement park be called? Disneyland would also work for that one. Clamland. No, I don't know
why. Why is it just about the woman?
It's not. It just popped out. Skin City.
Skin City.
Yeah.
That's fun. I feel like that's what Cinderella
Ooh,
City
and they could have
to be like.
Meat Suit Mountain.
Meat Suit Mountain.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's a roller coaster. The Twister, it would be like the Titty Twister.
I'm not even sure what that would look like, but I don't think I want to ride that ride.
Okay. I have to go do stuff. Do you realize we haven't watched television in weeks?
No.
And I haven't watched the news
listen,
in weeks.
Since you left your job, we haven't drank as much. We've slept more.
No, these podcasts might tell.
No, this is really light drinking for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for
yeah,
real.
It's weird. I haven't watched any news. Like this morning, I was gonna watch some news so that I knew what the hell's going on out in the world to
Sometimes
maybe talk about it.
I would
but
take you to work with a cocktail and pick you up with a cocktail.
That I don't think we'll take that part out.
Why?
I don't know.
It's true.
Well, it's not often.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It was often.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't often. Anyways. What in the hell? You distracted me so bad.
That's what I
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's be done. You want to be done?
I don't care.
Are we good?
I don't know.
I gotta go to work.
Whatever.
I gotta open that box with the chainsaw in it, and I plug it in to an electrical cord, and then cut with it.
I like to cut with
do
the
that
chainsaw.
Too. Okay. So let's go do our chores. And you need to make a coat.
Have a coat. I just need to finish it.
You need to finish two coats.
And some shorts.
All right. And then I'm going to post this and people are going to be happy.
And we're going to edit up the drunken one.
I will edit up the drunken one today and I will post it late because it's a late night podcast discussion.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh,
sorry. Stop pinching me.
That's fun.
Quit it. Okay. Say goodbye, Shayna.
Goodbye, Shayna.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Enjoy. And we won't take the whole weekend off, I promise. Will we?
No.
No, we'll get something else in before Monday. But hope
stay
you,
tuned for the Drunken Siri episode.
Oh, God, Siri.
Oh, Siri.
Dirty.
No, it's Google.
Google. We don't even have Siri.
No.
This isn't a Siri house.
This isn't serious.
This is an Android Google home.
Android Google.
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 Bye.